Another family of drugs which are never far from controversy are the antidepressants. Several years ago, it was reported that as the years passed and more trials were done, the gap between placebo and the actual effect of the antidepressant had become so narrow that you had to question their effectiveness. This dilemma may have been answered in a US review of the evidence and provide some guidance for consumers and their general practitioners. Bruce Arrell has been looking at these data. He's Professor and Head of General Practice and Primary Healthcare at the University of Auckland. Welcome to the Health Report, Bruce.
Thank you, Norman.
So what was special about this review?
Well, what I really liked about it was for the first time the FDA have published...
This is the Food and Drug Administration in the United States.
Yeah, so every drug trial has to be registered with them. So we know this is the complete evidence. The problem with when you look at reviews and journal articles, of course, there's the whole problem of publication bias, which you've talked about on, you know, some of your programs from time to time.
So only positive studies rather than negative studies get published.
Yeah. So the positive ones get published and the negative ones end up in bottom drawers. So this was terrific. So this is, it was just published in a poster, not actually a paper yet, the paper's coming, but 228 studies with 73,000 patients. So in my article, I called it the truth about antidepressants because, A, it's all the studies, as far as we know, nothing missing, and it's individual patient data. So you can actually assess the severity in individual patients.
So what's the truth?
Which is quite important.
So what is the truth, according to Professor Arrell?
Well, they work better the more severe your depression, which I guess is no surprise if this was
kind of known before, yeah.
Yeah. So, and this has been pretty controversial for the last 7 or 8 years. There's been papers saying, well, the benefit's the same whether it's mild depression or severe depression. And I always thought that doesn't make sense in clinical medicine. You know, the more severe, the bigger effect you get from a drug in general with healthcare.
So the more severe, the more effective it is. And it changed according to gender as well. Women, I think, got better effects than men.
Women did a little bit better than men. It's hard to tell. There's only a graph. It's very hard to tell, but, you know, it sounds like there was a slight benefit for women, but it's not sort of slam dunk. And more people in the middle-aged tended to do better than older people. So,
And what does severe depression look like compared to mild? I mean,
well, generally that's done on a questionnaire. In this case, it's a thing called the Hamilton Depression Scale, but in primary care, certainly in New Zealand, we use a 9-question thing called the PHQ-9. So somebody who's very depressed will be having a lot of trouble going to work. Like if the scores we use are out of 27, if someone's scoring 15 or more, I will say to them, I bet you're having trouble getting to work because, you know, they just feel so bad. If they're very severe, then they won't be getting out of bed, they won't be eating or washing. That's pretty uncommon in primary care. That's more the sort of the hospital end of the spectrum.
And only 4 people had to be treated with antidepressants for one person to be to benefit in the severe category.
In the severe end, yes, but 16 have to be treated at the mild end. So,
which is an important decision point for GPs and people, you know, making decision. You know, what's my chances of improving here?
Yeah,
and it's high if it's severe and lowish. Well, it's not that low, but it's lowish. So, what does this decision mean for decision making? Because the alternative is of course psychotherapy, evidence based psychotherapy.
Yeah. Well, I think GPs should actually have the confidence to talk to people. I think it's having a loving, caring human being talking to a distressed patient, I think, is what we want. And we know from a lot of the evidence that that simply getting people to do behavioral activation gets one person in 3 better within a week.
So this is a form of cognitive therapy, which really focuses on getting to work and doing basic stuff.
And doing things, yeah. And the other thing we know in primary care is most people who come in looking severe will be better, considerably better, a week or two later. So our motto here is to talk first and prescribe later. And we've just seen a slight reduction in the number of antidepressants prescribed in the country. So it's topped out at 2017, starting to come down. So we may be the first country to see a reduction in the use of antidepressants, which I think is probably a good thing because I suspect we overprescribe under talk and over prescribe, and I've been pretty active in getting my colleagues to talk more and prescribe later.
And just briefly, if you're on an SSRI, one of these antidepressants, what about coming off? How does that happen?
Well, the problem there is we actually have very little evidence about the best way to come off. Technically, the suggestion is the longer you've been on, the slower you should come, the longer you should take about coming off. And that, of course, you should never stop them suddenly. You should come off them slowly.
Bruce, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Professor Bruce Arrell is head of the Department of General Practice and Primary Healthcare across the ditch at the University of Auckland.